This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Laura Ingraham said something pretty profound. She says, Democrats always go for less freedom, more government restrictions, except when it comes to drugs, abortion, and pornography. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Laura couldn't be more right. When it comes to indulging all of the, what do we call them, the vices of men, the left want complete indulgence, and they get mad at you when you're, you know, sanctimonious. If you're a Bible thumper and you're like, you know, that pornography, oh, do, 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 they're like, who are you to tell me what I can do with my body? And I say, well, I don't know, maybe the government. Because as much as you love, you know, pornography and sexualizing youngsters and things like this, the government tells you things like, well, you know, it's okay that you want to be, you know, Sandra Fluck, and I'll leave it at that. But you cannot sell yourself unless we make money off of it. And I always find that kind of funny. When I talk to feminists, I go, you know, it's my body. And I go, okay, well, then why don't you go sell it? I want you to go to City Hall, and I want you to say, I'm a call girl, and for, you know, $200 for 15 minutes or, you know, $1,000 for the hour, whatever, I'm yours for $1,000 and go announce that to judges or lawyers or doctors or whomever. See what happens. If it's your body and you can do what you want. However, if you were to go to, say, the Mustang Ranch and do it, you could do it. And here's the reason why you can, young lady. Because the government gets their cut. Now, that should be insulting to you. What do you mean the government gets a cut of what I do with my body? I know. It's your body. You should be able to do what you want. I'm a libertarian. I don't care what you do with your body. You know, there are guys who go, well, you know, geez, you know, I'm date a girl. I take her out for dinner. It costs me $250. If I get late, I mean, what do? I spend, you know, $125 for it, really. Okay, well, that's a Neanderthal way of thinking about it, but I get it. There are women that go, you know, shoot, I mean, I may not be, like, getting no money for it, but he take me out to dinner, it's $250. I figure $125 is mine. I got mine. Why not? Okay. It's a bit of a Neanderthal's woman way of thinking about it, but whatever. Yeah, I'm just saying, if we're going to have honest discussions about this, and women, it's my body, and I'll do what I want with my baby. Yeah, as long as I can abort your baby and then sell the baby parts. Oh, and the byproduct is, I'm aborting bad babies. Yeah. The dregs of society. The human weeds. Let's just talk about it. What'd I say? What'd I say? Feel like that scene in The Firm where the guy's like, look, I know you got other clients, you got the boys, you know, from Chicago, but I mean, I feel like I don't want to lose any money. What? What'd I say? What'd I say? When Gene Hackman looks at him like, don't bring up the mafia. Yeah, I know, we're the lawyers to the mafia. Don't bring that up. Hey, speaking of Gene Hackman, one of my good friends said Gene Hackman is in terrible shape. Not going to be around much longer. Hollywood buddy of mine. Knows him well. Been in films with him. Hate to say that. Anyway, back to this it's my body thing. Government. The left believe that government is all about, I want gun control. I want all this kind of control. But don't control my drugs, don't control my abortions, and don't control my pornography. And then the government goes, oh no, your drugs are illegal. You can't have your drugs. You can't control my drugs. I'll tell you what I'll do. You pay a tax on it, and I'll give you your drugs. If you abort your baby, and I can sell the parts, make some money, I'll let you do your abortions. Oh, you want to be an adult entertainer or whatever? As long as I can make money, you can do it. So they think they're free.
Look at the government lets me do. I mean, I'm amazing.
The government's like, yeah, I'll let you do. Sure. And I'm the type to go, look, if you want to sell your body, you should be able to sell it.
Well, Kevin, you don't know what you're going to get if somebody starts selling their body.
Really? You don't know what you're going to get if somebody gives you their body. That's the argument.
We'll make it safer. We'll regulate these girls out at the Mustang Ranch. You understand that they've got to go through health checks and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, great. So, at the Mustang Ranch, the only place for safe sex is at the Mustang Ranch in Las Vegas. Because everywhere else, what's going on? The world. And government can't control the world. So, it can no more control any of this. Government outlaws, you know, prostitution, and it says, well, if you're a guy and I catch you with that woman, well, that's dangerous behavior. The dangerous behavior might be his old lady at the house that you might find out, because it ain't any more dangerous than anybody else doing what they do. If government legalized stuff and then got out of the way and said, look, there's a lot of stuff out there. You better be protected. Yeah, personally, I'll tell you not to do it, whatever. But they don't, because they want their cut. That's why they don't like Uber. That's why they don't like you. Because you're always looking for a workaround. You're going, what do you mean you get this much? You shouldn't have that much. Government is a horrible partner. Government isn't going to go out there and work that corner in the hot, the Las Vegas sun. It's not going to work that corner in Wisconsin in the winter. You know what I mean? But it's going to expect its cut. Period. Government has to operate. It wants its money. You are meant to be a producer. And it doesn't matter how it gets its money. And I can tell you, government will entertain all your vices if you pay them. So I just want to be very clear with people that when they start these leftists, because they tell them, oh, it's about this or it's about my freedom. You really think drugs are about your freedom? Yeah, as I've said many times, you're traipsing along through the woods and you see a mushroom and you want to lick it, or a frog, and you lick it and you trip out and you're like, oh, like LSD. And the government's there going, what are you doing licking that frog? First of all, I don't know who would lick a frog to begin with, but somebody licked the frog and tripped and told somebody else and they tripped. And then when they took whatever it was making you trip and they put it in a little, on a little piece of paper and made it LSD, then the government went, you can't be doing that. That's illegal. Why is it illegal? Why? Because I commercialized it? Look, I don't care what you do. That's my whole point of it. That's the whole point of conservatism. If you want to trip about licking a frog, trip. But the government will only let you trip if you pay them. You can trip on yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
But it's really weird. They have no guns, and yet they have a very high crime rate in England, which tells you how polite the English are. Give me your wallet. All right. How do you have a crime rate, no weapons? That's what I want to know.
Over there in Britain trying to sympathize with it.
Oh, Philip, crime is horrible.
Philip, it's any consolation, crime is horrible here too. You live in a land of fairies and elves compared to us. Don't you ever compare your crime to America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Bill Hicks laying it down. Bill Hicks committed suicide. Funny guy. And, you know, one of these disturbed leftist comics that couldn't deal with the real world. In the real world, it's funny. If you are living life to the fullest, and I'm not talking about partying till you throw up and, you know, blanking out and going, where am I? That's not living to the fullest. But The point is this. If you're living life to the fullest the way your DNA wants you to live it, you would never, I mean, hardly ever would you consider ending it. And because you're fulfilled, and so when you, I'll put it to you this way. When I was younger, I always worried about death. I was like, man, you could die. God, it would stink to die. Yeah. But as you get older, you go, you're going to die. You have to have lived the life of experiences that if today is your day, you just go, today is my day. Or some worse yet, somebody goes, you have a year to live. And you go, wow, okay, well, no regrets. Year to live. I'll do what I want. You know, I'll figure out what's going to give me fulfillment for the rest of this life. And I move on. Leftists don't have that. They don't. Miserable people. And what's funny, they get mad at me when I tell them, you're miserable. I'm not miserable. I'm super happy. I do what I want. I feel like I'm free. I'm this. I go, you ain't free. Shut up. You ain't free. Yeah. Well, I can spend my money. Where you get your money? With the government. Then you're not free. You're waiting on government? Who's paying? My mom and my dad, my brother, my uncle, my sugar daddy, whatever. You're not free. Slave to them. Waiting on the money. You are in no way free. You'd be freer if you said, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I pay $100 a month, and I'm, you know, 5 years paid in advance, and I go when I want, I do what I want, and I you know, sell my art on the street, and I've got, you know, $1 million in the bank from having done that successfully. I have no debt. And now you can convince me you're free. And living life on your terms, not bothering anybody, not hassling anybody, there are very few people that reach that level of self-actualization, and the majority of them who do are conservatives. The leftists will tell you, I have friends like this, leftist friends. Yeah, man, kid. And had some friends that started a band. They were horrible. And I was listening to them and I went, guys, truth, you know, real talk? Yeah. Y'all suck. You know what they told me? We know. Yeah. They go, we know, man. They're good looking guys. They're like, we know we suck. But, you know, that never mattered. I was like, really? You think you're going to commercialize it? Nah, no. You know, but they kind of thought they were. They, long story, they lived in a, to get inside their apartment, you literally had to jump all over the furniture before you could finally get to a place to stand. They were living like vagabonds. Happy. We're happy? No, you're not. Nothing in your refrigerator. You live like bums. They got this big, it looked like a, like tent city, but it was a, you know, in these big, what do they call them, sofa sectionals, you know, but the sectionals were put together to where six people could sleep side by side simultaneously. That's how it was. I think there were probably six guys living in that apartment. One bedroom, living room was just a sectional. And when they wanted to rehearse, they would throw the pieces up on top of each other so they could rehearse. It was ridiculous. We're happy. You're not happy. You'd be happy if you were making millions of dollars selling out concerts. You're not happy. And you know you're never going to get there. But for the record, this is probably, I hadn't seen Keith Sue in many years. He's the same dude. Same guy. Good-looking guys, man. Could have done whatever they wanted to do. Leftists living on the beach near Venice Beach. Right around the corner. We'd walk over there and work out. Just bizarre, man. I don't know. I hate seeing people not live up to their potential and looking for an excuse. We're not good. Are you going to get good? No, we're not. We don't have any dreams of getting good. We're good-looking guys. They don't want anything. Girls want good looks. Put some tunes together. No, they don't. I don't know where this idea that you don't have to work for it, that's so rare. But these guys, to their credit, they didn't lament the success of others. Like most leftists. Most leftists hate when you're successful. They hate it. Anyway, I want to talk about Britain's ban of guns. Happened in 1997. So they're in their 20th year of the gun ban. And I don't know if you watch British TV or anything like that much. But the bad guys in Britain all have guns. They all have guns. The gun laws mean nothing to them. And if you think I'm kidding, call your friends in Britain, your British buddies or whatever. Ask them, say, hey, do you think the bad guys in Britain have guns? And see what they tell you. I already know the answer. Yes, they'll tell you, oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, these people aren't dealing with the seedy folks, but you know what they see? They see British TV, British spy films, British, whatever, cop dramas, whatever. Everything we have here, they have there. And they see it, and they know all these criminals have guns. But worse than that, there's a knife attack in Britain every 4 minutes. 130,000 knife attacks per month. Fatal attacks, vary. But knife wounds are horrible. A bullet goes in and it either goes through you or, don't misunderstand me, it can jack you up because it's a powerful projectile. It's a projectile being propelled at, hundreds of miles an hour. So it can jack you up. But a knife? Woo! People don't realize. A bullet cauterizes as it goes through many times because it's burning through. That sensation sometimes can hurt as much as the actual bullet itself, that cauterizing effect. But a knife, there's no cauterizing. That bad boy goes in, and if a guy knows what he's doing, man, he can rip you up. A bullet has, one angle, unless it hits bone. A knife is based on the holder. And it's not good news. Britain's got a huge number of knife attacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Radio Show. To me, swimming is a confusing sport. Because sometimes you do it for fun, but then other times you do it to not die. And when I'm swimming, sometimes I don't know which one it is. I gotta go by the outfit. Pants. Uh-oh. Bathing suit. Okay. Naked. We'll see. Should I be swimming faster? Or am I getting laid?
Swimming! Now that's a sport I'd pay to see. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You know, I get that we all are into sports. I mean, I grew up on sports. And I obviously spend a lot of time on sport because my younger son is in baseball. My older kids were martial artists and, you know, trained under me. Pretty bad boys. And what happened at some point in my evolution when I used to fight karate for sport is I finally said, you know what? This is for life. This is the type of thing you want to be involved in because it's more than the sport. It evolved beyond it. And when I talk about transcending, I'm not even kidding slightly that transcending took me out of, I looked at sports very differently. Now that, it could be that I just matured beyond it. And again, I'm not saying people that like sports and watch sports are immature by any means. I was a diehard fan for much of my adult life. And I honestly can't tell you guys when it occurred. But I do remember it occurring, and I said, I don't care anymore about sports. You know, these guys don't seem to care. And one of the, I can tell you, a catalyst for it was I would have a friend of mine over, his name is Kenny, and he's a Mexican cat. And he's a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, and he and his wife would come visit, and we'd watch, you know, the game. I was a big-time Cowboys fan. And Kenny, he had a towel, like a Linus towel. And when the Cowboys would screw up, he'd pop that towel on the floor, and it would make a pop sound. And, it was always when he was mad. When he was happy, he was chewing the flag, the towel. And I just remember thinking, man, this dude is so into it. I mean, he's in full Cowboy garb. His wife is, I'm talking hat, sunglasses, the Cowboy shirt, blue jeans, and, it was just like the strange thing. So the Cowboys lost one weekend, and, you know, he was noticeably upset, but I figured he's just upset for the moment, right? So the next day, you know, I don't remember where I was, but I ended up calling, like, for something. They had left something, or I said, hey, what are you guys going to be doing? And his wife goes, Kenny's not feeling good. I go, oh, that's too bad. He seemed like he was okay last night. You know, she's like, no, he didn't go to work today because the Cowboys lost.
I was like, what? Yeah, he's upset. You know, he hates when they lose. And I'm thinking, surely you're joking, right? And she's like, no, Kevin, seriously, he's really upset. He didn't go to work. And I remember thinking, how many people exist like this guy? You know, look, I hated when the Cowboys lost. I really did. But I didn't hate it more than the players. I hope not. I see these guys. I'm just blown away. So, long story short, that was part of it. As it evolved, and I got closer to the Cowboys because I live not too far from Deion Sanders, I watched Michael Irvin during his period, you know, of contemplation, staying with Deion, and you know, we got our hair cut at the same place. So I'd see him, my hair cutter or barber. See, I don't even know what she could call him anymore. But she would cut my hair, and she'd say, oh, Kevin, I got to hurry up. And I go, why? She goes, yeah, the boys are coming. And so Deion would pull up around the building, park his car. It was a Mercedes, I think a SL500, maybe a 600. And he'd park around the back, come in through the back, and then I'd leave, you know, because I'd go out so that nobody knew they were in there. She would close her shop to do their hair. And I thought, wow, that must be nice, you know, to have that kind of clout. And then close the blinds so nobody could see them in there. And that was when they were together. And Deion was helping Michael through his rough patch. And Michael's doing really well now. Anyway, what was I talking about? What I wanted to talk about anyway was the protests and the ratings and all that. And the Vegas shooting, of course, on Monday morning was a godsend to Goodell, or Roger Goodell, because without this crazy leftist killing dozens and wounding hundreds, the NFL was going to be front and center, and that wasn't going to be good news for the NFL. There was less kneeling during the national anthem this Sunday, but a lot of agitation, raised fist seemingly on the rise. I don't know if you guys saw these guys. Many of these guys said, oh, we'll stand, but we'll raise our fist. Dozens took to a knee. I heard it was 18 or 19. So I don't know if that's dozens per se, but around that. But let's say it was dozens. Sad or raised their fist. And President Trump tweeted, of course, it's very important that they stand. Number of kneeling players was down from last weekend when more than 200 athletes took a knee. And I think that's telling. But we'll get to it in just a second. So let's look at who did what. L.A. Rams outside linebacker Robert Quinn raised his fist before the Rams-Cowboy game. Punter Johnny Hecker had his arm around him. The Rams played the Cowboys, who returned to their usual pregame configuration, all standing on the sideline, but without arm's length this time. Remember what they did last time. Everybody kneeled, then they stood. Cop out, not going to work. Pittsburgh Steelers, as promised, stood on the sideline during the national anthem after watching from the tunnel last week in Chicago. And with the exception of center Ryan Jensen and guard Matt Skura, the Baltimore Ravens all took a knee on the field before the national anthem and received boos from many in the crowd. The team then stood on the sideline after the music started. The crowd gets it. We understand, look, you're not going to fool us with the sit down, then stand up. You either stand for this flag or you can go, or you're kneeling to pray. Get out of here. Two members of the Detroit Lions, Jalen Reeves-Maven and Steve Longa, knelt during a national anthem, the New York Times reported. Their opponents, the Minnesota Vikings, outside of Jerick McKinnon, locked arms and stood for the anthem. McKinnon stood behind the sideline. New England Patriots stood with their right hands over their hearts and their left hands on their teammates' shoulders. During the game, Carolina Panthers quarterback raised a fist after a touchdown. See, I don't care about that. I don't care if Carolina Panthers are like, hey, woo. That's just, people raise their fists in celebration for a lot. That's not like it's owned by black people. But let's look at the numbers. So Fox News had a good, you know, Monday night. And they said a 12.6 rating and a 26 share, 14% increase over the last year's same time. So they said Fox had the top-rated NFL broadcast of the weekend and its best single-header telecast since 2015, the network announced on Monday. And Deadline said this. They touted the Cowboys' rating. AOL did as well on Monday night. But they forget that Jerry Jones was a sports hero when he warned that if his players kneeled, they would be gone. Snagging a 9.3-meter market result and the best ratings of the season so far, last night's Monday Night Football was a thankful ratings touchdown for a league that has been losing ground in that metric so far this season and all the year. Week to week, last night's Monday Night Football was up 7% over the Detroit Lions' 24-10 crushing of the New York Giants on the 18th, which was up over the season opener the week before. Now, all of that was to be expected. The bigger issue here was Jerry. People wanted to see, was Jerry Jones going to be a piker or was he going to be a pro? Was he going to live up to what he touted? So, you know, the kneeling, standing arm in arm, and everybody was looking. If there was a game I was going to watch, it was going to be in support of Jerry Jones and what he did there. Okay? But he messed it up. And I came back and I wrote a piece and said, if the market cap of the Cowboys, they said it's $4.8 million, billion, average market cap for a team, they say, is $2.5 billion. So the Cowboys are worth roughly double all the other, any other franchise, almost any other. I said, the Cowboys went down to mediocrity in that moment. But here's the bigger thing. Those ratings are not going to stay. I'm just telling you, they won't. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I trust you. I trust my gut on this. And I was asked on Risk and Reward, one of the Fox shows, what I thought. And I said, I don't believe the people are going to go back to the NFL until they do a complete and utter mea culpa. Until that happens, it isn't. They will never get this audience back to the degree that they've had. And there are other reasons why it's slipping, but this isn't helping at all.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a member of a lot of grocery stores, too. I don't know who started this little program, but they're tricking us to buy bags. I don't know why I got to buy a bag and buy groceries. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Get my bags ready to shop. That's crazy right there, because y'all got bags in the store. I see the bags already, so I don't know what the hell. I got to bring my own bags, but... And they so crazy now, you bring your bags, and then, I don't know who started this little program, you check yourself out, but, that is not what I'm trying to do. I'm a shopper. I came in as a shopper, I want to leave as a shopper, but, yeah, because they trick you to be an employee and get on the clock. That you don't really have, yeah, you're not ready to be a worker. At a grocery store, you don't have no kind of qualifications at all, but the lady tricked me. She's like, there's no waiting over here, sir. And you know, I go over there and she just walked the hell away, and I'm like, whoa. Like, where are you going, ma'am? Where are you going? And she was like, you can check yourself out. And I'm like, but I don't work here. I shouldn't have to do that at all. You know, I Yeah, I'm like, these are my clothes. These are my clothes right here. This one. But she felt like I was qualified, so I say, what the hell? Turn on my light. I guess I'm open. I guess I'm open. Captain Rob, man, I appreciate y'all, man.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Rodman, funny guy. And the reason why I even played that clip is because it was a clip about hard work. And it's funny to hear leftists come up with these idiotic ideas. And I told you guys before earlier in the broadcast that it doesn't matter what month, the entire time I've been doing this, I could give you the wackiest stuff that so-called academics, these are people who think of themselves as intellectuals, and the things that they say, it floors me. And what really floors me is the racist nature of what they say and how it's completely ignored by the left. If you listen when the leftists speak, they expose themselves as racist quite often. Whether it's, there was a lady, she was down in where, Florida somewhere, believe, and she's a politician, and she says, you can't get rid of all the illegals, who's going to take care of our pools and our landscaping? The girl, what's his name, the crazy dude that used to have the show, Ozzy, his daughter said the same thing. It's like, really, that's your... It's hard to believe that that's what people are, that's how they think. This racist all over academia. And I think we talked about Angela Putnam, the Penn State University academic. She gleaned from an academic paper, if I work hard, I can be successful, is an ideology of whiteness. Did we talk about this? I know I touched on it, but I don't think we actually covered it. So here's what the excerpt from the paper said. Angela Putnam conducted a survey to critique and examine ideologies within college students' discourse that are foundational to whiteness. Her resulting conclusion published on Thursday was that the meritocracy, or the belief that people should rise based on the fruits of their labor, is a white ideology. In her mind, this white ideology is unfortunately widely accepted in academia. Putnam believes that it is somehow a bad thing to teach students personal responsibility, emphasizing a collectivist mindset. Putnam puts forth the idea that Americans are falsely, quote, socialized to believe that we got to where we are because of our own individual efforts. Now, see, you've heard what Elizabeth Warren say, and Barack Obama, you didn't build that. And nobody got to where they are without the help of somebody else, and blah, blah, blah. And technically, you can say, well, that's true. I mean, without my mother breastfeeding me, I wouldn't have survived. If she had aborted me, I wouldn't have survived. If she, you know, left me outside in the cold, I wouldn't have survived, and on and on and on. We could argue that point for everything. I mean, 6 degrees of separation, who's doing what, nah. But what really bugs me is that people buy into this nonsense around that. And the fact of the matter is, you are responsible to where you go. I can make sure you live. I can make sure you have an education. I can make sure of a lot of stuff. But it doesn't mean you're going to be successful. And if you're teaching that hard work is a white, what does she call it? An ideology of whiteness. Then essentially, the racist counterpart to that is, well, then lazy is the ideology of blackness. I would love to see an academic try to argue this. It's ridiculous. She says, until students learn the hidden dangers of believing in the value of hard work and a positive attitude, whiteness ideologies may be reproduced through a general acceptance and unchallenging of norms, as well as through everyday discourse from a wide variety of racial personalities. I don't even know what that means, except the first part. Until students learn the hidden dangers of believing in the value of hard work. and a positive attitude. Are you serious? It's unbelievable to me. I don't know how this lady, how do you come up with this? Seriously, I'm at a loss of words. You teach your children about the value of hard work. You teach your children about having a positive attitude. I do not understand how has this lady got a job? Somebody needs to tell me this. Essentially, these fools propose that black people can't work based on a meritocracy. And just to poke a few holes in the concept, it's interesting that blacks, for example, dominate sports, one of the world's ultimate meritocracies. You can be naturally gifted and do okay in sports. You've got to go be above and beyond. You've got to, it takes nothing less than hard work. Work hard, you get the multi-million-dollar contract. Don't, you go work at Burger King. I'll give you a good example. I have a friend, played football at SMU, stud. Everybody thought, this guy's going pro. I can name three guys that fit this bill. They were part of our dominating football teams during the time when we tied for the national championship, runner-up, etc. It was the best time of SMU's sports career. Eric Dickerson, James, Craig James, etc. So we had athletes on that team. And one of the guys, well, there were three guys I can tell you specifically, but I remember one guy. We had a conversation, and I saw him coming through DFW Airport. He was our running back. Everybody's like, this guy's going pro. And he was on a janitorial team at the airport. Couldn't believe it. Had another guy. His name was Colin. Colin was 6'10", played basketball for SMU. And I just remember passing by Colin one day. I was like, dude, you going pro? He's like, nah, man. And I was like, why? He goes, nah, I'm just trying to get through your school, whatever. And I was thinking, you're playing on a Division I basketball team with John Konkak. You know, you're playing ball. We got a sports program now, you know, that everybody's looking at. You can go pro. You just looked at Cole and he's like, I don't want to put that work in. That's what he said without saying. Now, this lady might say, well, Kevin, Aaron, you're proving my point. No, I'm not. I'm saying there are people that want it and there are people that don't. Football is 70% black. Does that mean white kids can't live up to the meritocracy of football? I mean, the same they say is true of talk show hosts. Think about it. Oprah is the one-word king of the genre of talk show host. She left the mainstream media years ago. Oprah overtook Phil Donahue, Morton Downey Jr., Sally Jesse Raphael, I forget that one lady, I can see her face, Jenny Jones, all of them. She overtook every single one of them. She's the iconic name. Johnny Cochran became the name in the legal field, right? You have guys like Don King, world-renowned boxing promoter. What these moronic academics propose is exactly why black culture lies in ruins. And to believe otherwise, folks, is a racist. To believe in white privilege, you have to be a racist. That's just a fact.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.